Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Our guy Barstool Nate will be on the program tomorrow. He just posted a blog. You want me to read the headline, B?
I guess.
Jaden Daniels' first NFL win, being the product of 7 Austin Seibert field goals, will be a fun story they tell at Jaden's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That sounds like a Nate Dogg headline right there.
Yep.
We've talked nothing but the Commanders' big win yesterday for 3 hours. So we're going to take a brief pause and look just around the NFL on the whole yesterday.
Yes.
Jeff, are the Ravens still your second team? Because generally you jump ship when the second team doesn't do so well. The Ravens are now 0-2, and they lost at home to the Raiders yesterday. So, Jeff, are you back on the Chargers as your second team?
Yeah.
Because they're 2-0. It's hard to keep track of your second team.
No, my second team, they have until probably about week 8. If they're looking like us, depending on how we're looking, if we're looking bad and my second team is looking bad, yeah, they get kicked to the curb.
So
basically, you just repeated what he said.
Yeah, it's
that's exactly what I said.
Yeah, but it's week 2. I'm not going to kick them to the curb right now. But week 8, yeah, I ain't going to lie, JP. The second team has no loyalty. It's whoever I want to cheer for at that moment. So I'm still going to get them some time, but.
Just like that meme, holding the Raven's hand, but the dude is looking at the other girl walking past him, and that's the Chargers.
That's exactly what I am.
And this is for your second team.
Well, yesterday, he was looking straight ahead.
Yeah, he was. Yesterday.
Relax. Relax.
Toughness didn't work yesterday.
B-Mitch, what is most surprising to you? The Raiders, with a comeback late against the Ravens in Baltimore, New Orleans going to Dallas and just shellacking them.
New Orleans.
Or the fact that Arizona put up 40 on the Rams.
Aaron Donald is no longer on the other side.
Okay.
So I'm going with the Saints because, listen, you and I had a lot of discussions about Carr and the Saints, and I did not see that. They could have won the game, but I did not see them beating them from start to finish like they did.
So I'm going to tell you one thing.
Then again, it's Dallas. So I probably should expect it.
Yeah, but, I mean, last week it was the Panthers. Through 2 games, I mean, the Saints have the most points in the NFL, 4th most yards. I mean, they are just on fire, honestly. Now, the Panthers, a lot of it was self-inflicted. But Derek Carr, through 2 games, is completing 77% of his passes. He's got 443 yards, 5 touchdowns against 1 pick. He's got a 96.2 QBR. Think about it. QBR is out of 100. What's the percentage chance you're giving your team to win? 96.2% chance for your team to win. Alvin Kamara, total yards from scrimmage through 2 games, 290 with 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, 4 yesterday. Yeah, 3 receiving and 1 receiving. I mean, 3 rushing and 1 receiving yesterday.
This kid, Rashid Shaheed, has 2 touchdowns, just connects on bombs. How real is this Saints team? 2-0 is 2-0, man.
I know, but a lot of people, I talk to my guys every day. We have like a little text thread. They're not completely sold just yet.
What does it take for a quarterback that's never really hit it like that for people to fully buy?
It's going to take long, more than 2 games. You have to keep doing it. And he doesn't have to play that well the whole time. But he's going to have to show them because normally his stuff starts coming right around when you start praising him. That's when he starts to say, hey, I finally woke up. I was dreaming.
Going to Dallas is a tough place to play. Those Texans get loud.
Yeah, but if you get up on Dallas just like any other place, they will be quiet too.
So New Orleans 2-0 start. Eagles play the Falcons tonight. They get the Eagles on Sunday at home. Something to consider there. If New Orleans could get to 3-0 with wins over the Cowboys and the Eagles,
people might start believing in
it. It starts to get pretty legitimate. And last year, I think they were 8-9, right? It's not like they were that far off. They were playing good defense. They've had, yeah, they were 9-8 even last year. Pardon me. They changed offensive coordinator. They got Clint Kubiak, who's obviously Gary's son.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Niners staff with Shanahan's. I'm calling my shot now. Clint Kubiak, set to become the new Ben Johnson, the new hot offensive coordinator that everybody wants.
You're not really going that far out on a limb.
Not much of a limb there. That's correct.
I mean, if he can take a Derek Carr-led team to score 44 points, that guy's a miracle worker.
He should get a job.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. New Orleans, man. Damn. I have Kamara in fantasy.
But see how it can happen? With me. It can happen quickly. Just got to have the right belief.
Now, everybody's going to be like, man, New Orleans came out of nowhere. No, they won 9 games last year. They were over 500 last year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the Raiders, dude? They're 0-2. Or the Ravens, rather. 0-2.
Well, they lost to the Chiefs yesterday. And as I was just talking, I forgot the other kid name, and talking to him in the kitchen, he said, man, we got that problem. We get up double digits on people, and then we get in the fourth quarter, and we just sit back like the other team going to stop playing. And the Raiders didn't. And they give people chances. And that's why they lost that game.
Yeah. And I think offensively, Lamar not that accurate. Again, 21 of 34, 250, had a touchdown and a pick. Ran the ball, nothing crazy, 5 for 45. Derrick Henry, 18 for 84 with a touchdown. Zay Flowers was pretty effective, but I mean the best offensive players in this game, I'd say, were Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers. Mm-hmm. They kind of put the game on their back. I think it might say more about the situation than about these teams, frankly. I think the Ravens might have had some level of hangover, carryover from losing to KC in the opener when likely lands with just a toe out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And I think the Raiders were absolutely desperate after getting their clock cleaned in the opener at home. But, dude, I mean.
I'll say this, Jay. The Ravens, we've seen them start and have situations, and they get it together. Okay? The Saints, on the other hand, over the years lately, haven't really been getting it together. We'll see who's what.
I'm with you. Like, when we get to power rankings on Wednesday, it's going to be pretty fascinating to look how it all shakes out. Like, I'm not – they're 0-2. I understand that. There's 15 games left. I'm not counting out the Ravens by any stretch. But, Bryant, they're up 10 with 12 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, 23-13. And then they give up 13 straight to the Raiders, who aren't exactly a juggernaut.
Yeah, but I said this on Friday, you're playing a professional football team.
Sure.
No matter what you think about them, and if you get overly confident, you get complacent, you stop going, any one of these teams will come back and beat you.
All right, I want to talk about the Jets, and I want to talk about the Cardinals, but before I do it, caller number 10, right now, you win 2 tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest will have over 60 alumni in attendance, the Caps' current roster, photo opportunities, entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are only $19.74. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Landfill, that event sounds awesome.
You should go.
I might. I need to understand.
If you say he might, we know he's not going. Stop lying to the people.
What do you think the chances are of me actually going?
You're not going.
Zero.
I don't say no chances.
0.000.
I think it's higher than that. I liked Third Eye Blind in high school. I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Right, I'll give you something higher than that. 1.1%.
All right. Thursday, October 10th. I'm going to check my calendar before I say anything stupid.
You better check Lauren's calendar before you say anything.
All right. Thursday, October 10th. Looks quasi open, and we're not traveling much in October.
You know how many times we heard that, Jeff? And then he don't show up?
Well, I don't. Are you guys going with me to this event?
No, I'm not going. I'm not sitting up here playing the game.
I got a solid 25% chance I go.
Yeah, okay.
Landfill, what? Come on, man. 1-4 shot.
What percent chance you stay the whole time?
Well, that's ain't happening. That's an entirely different conversation, sir.
It's a 1% chance.
I go 0.
Well, the last thing I went to, I stayed the whole time. I don't remember what it was, but when we were in Tampa, I stayed at that bar later than you did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I was smoking cigars. You didn't see me. I was over there watching you when y'all walked out.
I was there
late. You were there longer than me.
Well, you weren't at the bar area. No, you stuck in some VIP area.
No, we moved over to smoke cigars. You can't smoke a cigar right there in that bar area. We had to sit down by the water.
I was out plenty late in Tampa. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah.
You got home by 11:35.
Nah, man.
Okay, 12:02.
Maybe. Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., they got out early and went. Now, there was some concern that Harrison did nothing in the opener. Oh, my gosh, is he not the real deal? 4 catches for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns.
But he had that in the first half.
For a rookie. He had it in the first quarter.
But in the second half, what happened?
He had 2 touchdowns in the first quarter.
What happened to him the rest of the way? Just asking the question because, he's good. And if that defense had to take him out, they had to take him out. But
he had 2 touchdowns and 83 yards.
In 3 catches.
In the first quarter. Yeah. And he finished for 130.
Yeah.
Kyler looking good. James Conner ran the ball well. The Rams, I think, could be in some trouble. They have a lot of injuries to their offensive line. Puka Nacua got hurt week 1. It appears Cooper Kupp might be hurt week 2. The Rams were 2 of 11 on third down. Rams are now 0-2. And
you recall when everybody was like having this great conversation about guys not shouldn't play in the preseason? And I kept saying, wait till the first 2 seasons, 3 seasons of the week, and let's see how many injuries we have. Are we over 20 already?
Oh, my gosh. That graphic they showed on McAfee earlier, yeah. I think we're at 30 from yesterday.
Yeah, so you're talking to, and listen, man, everybody, you can tell me what you want, but if you're not practicing football, you're not going to be ready for football. And normally when you start getting ready for football, trying to go full speed, after not going full speed, people get hurt.
Shout out to Andy High. He just texted me and said he'll go to the Caps 50 celebration.
Have fun, Andy.
The problem, I don't know that I'll be able to get tickets. I'm just going to be honest.
See, Andy, he's done a bet. He weaseled his way out of it now.
I think, listen, the Ravens winning, the Raiders beating the Ravens in Baltimore is probably the most surprising result yesterday.
I saw that game close, and I immediately said, there ain't no chance in hell that they're going to lose to the Raiders. But their coach knows how to coach. He knows how to get people motivated. Oh, Antonio.
I think he is really good in a situation coming off a loss. And they look bad week 1, and he's going to get that turned around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm with that.
But the Niners going to Minnesota and losing. Vikings are now 2-0. Sam Darnold has been really productive through two
Sam
games.
Sam Darnold is telling Landfill, one finger salute, son.
The Niners, man, like this was a pretty even matchup, and they had turnovers, but so it.
And I don't want to hear that. What's called didn't play. McCaffrey didn't play the first game either.
No.
Yeah.
And the other team starting Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Landfill, what do you make of the 2-0 Minnesota Vikings with your boy Sammy D starting QB?
I mean. It's unexpected.
I think that's safe to say.
Horrifying, maybe even.
Why? Maybe this is it's finally his
maybe
time.
Maybe it's his year. Finally saw that light bulb go off.
Yeah, maybe he's going to have his second good year since leaving high school.
you know who helps? Justin Jefferson, who can take a it was a hell of a ball.
Wasn't he hurt too?
Well, I mean, he had a 97-yard house call
in the first week.
Yeah, they were saying he had a quad thing, I think.
Yeah, contusion.
Darnold's ball in Landfill.
I might have underestimated just how incompetent the Jets and Panthers are.
I don't know that we need to live in the past. I don't know that we do. But when you fire Jay Gruden and you go to Bill Callahan and then you let Kevin O'Connell walk, like, we've seen a lot of offensive minds walk as coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder if O'Connell was able to grow into the head coaching role here, how it would look, because that offense cooks and has cooked with a lot of different quarterbacks. OK, KOC seems to have his finger on the pulse when it comes to offensive football. And Darnold, we'll see, man. You don't want to get – it's two games in and there's a lot of football left.
Yep.
But Darnold is fifth in the NFL in QB rating.
Yeah, man, he's mad at landfill talking all that trash about
He it. Heard you. You ever see the Jamie Foxx stand up when he does his Mike Tyson impression? I heard you talking. Jets get a win. They needed it. New England, feisty, lose to the Seahawks at home.
They're feisty, though.
They are feisty.
See, the thing about it, like, we thought they were god-awful. Like, they wouldn't even be having a chance. They play.
How about, I think the Raiders is the most surprising win. Kansas City beating the Bengals at home. That's always a tough game. But the most surprising win, I think, might be the Bucs going to Detroit and winning outright on the road.
Yeah, I basically thought Detroit would win that game, but they matched the intensity and the physicalness.
You think Tampa's something?
After 4 weeks, we're going to start seeing.
But they're tracking towards something.
Yeah, but I always tell you, Jay, 4 weeks. But, you know, you want me to tell you after the first week?
All I said was tracking. They're tracking.
You already gone for it. I can tell the way
you just said they're tracking.
I can tell the way you saying it, you already buying in.
I've seen them in person,
mm-hmm.
and they got horses on offense, okay. and they're physical on defense.
All right.
And to go to Detroit and win like that. Now, I think Dan Campbell made some blunders. Does a coach.
That's not anything new. You know, Dan's going to make. He's going to be. Aggressive to a fault.
Serious question. I know we got a break. Serious question, B.
Yep.
A guy like Campbell, who has rebuilt this Lions team into a contender, largely with this like ruthless aggression.
Uh-huh.
Once you have a talented team where perhaps you had to be super aggressive all the time when you didn't have the pieces, right?
Yep.
But now you've got a lot of talent. Does he have to adapt?
He has to adapt, but he can't ever lose the aggressiveness, but he can't be stupid with it. And he's been stupid with it. Starting in a playoff game last year.
Barry Sraluga joins us next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Eagles, 5.5-point favorite tonight against the Falcons. No A.J. Brown on the field. Maybe Kirk gets one. Kirk loves primetime, landfill. You know who does love primetime, who's built for these bright lights? Our friend Barry Sraluga joins us now on the BetQL guest line. Barry, what up, dude? How are you, buddy?
Hey. Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Have you ever seen a 21-point game scored by all field goals?
That would be a first, Brian. I've seen a lot of games, but I did not have that on my bingo card.
It worked.
What do you make of yesterday's win? Because obviously there's the good news of getting a win. I thought offensively they performed right until they got inside the 7-yard line. Defensively there's holes. How do you view it holistically?
I kind of come out of it very mixed. You cannot discount how hard it is to win against any opponent at any point in the NFL. Ask the Ravens yesterday in that situation. And so it really, really matters. The result really matters, particularly against a team that I don't think, you know, there's a lot looking up for the Giants going forward. So the result is the most important part. And I agree with you, JP, the moving the ball was very, very encouraging. I find the combination of the boneheaded penalties inside the red zone, I counted up 10 plays that they lined up for from the 10 or inside the 10, and they committed penalties on 4 of them. That's got to be shelved. And then my big question is, take the penalties away, how is this team going to score in the red zone? It's not obvious to me that they have, unless Brian Robinson is going to bash his way in there, and that's possible, or Jaden Daniels is going to use a fake on an inside handoff to B-Rob, like he did twice in the Tampa game, and score himself. It seems like this offense may have a difficult time punching it in, and you're not always going to be in position to get seven field goals. So my overall holistic reaction is very mixed, but that's not to say that about Daniels. I am, like, overall encouraged about Daniels, maybe more so than a lot of people. I think all the problems, if there are problems, are very, very fixable problems, and I think – you know, he'll have blips, but I think the trajectory is going to be upward.
Yeah, when you look at him, I know he runs the ball, and right now he's getting hit, but, like, when you look at him, he seems to correct things rather quickly. If you just look forward, if you see him in week 8, do you think he'll be exactly as he was last week or even this week?
I don't think there's any chance, Brian. I think decision-making will get better. I think what we hear from him and what people in the building say is he wants to learn. He is obviously bright. So I think, you know, it's not going to be a straight line trajectory upwards. He hasn't committed a turnover, which is probably the most impressive thing about his first two games, period. He's going to have a 2-turnover game. Like, that's just going to happen. Everybody does. But I think you'll see improvement, not just in the physical stuff, but in the decision making, where it's very clear that right now, when he gets moved out of the pocket or flushed one way or the other, he's tucking and running. And I think Dan Quinn said after the game yesterday, there are going to be those times where he gets moved out of the pocket and his eyes are downfield and he looks for Zach Ertz in a soft spot that he's found because he's such a veteran, or Austin Eckler, similar reason, like he's seen it so many times, he knows where to float in the soft spot in the defense and get open when a play has broken down. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. And the other thing I would say, Brian, is I'm curious about, there's so much east-west in this offense right now, these mm-hmm. wide receiver screens and stuff that just doesn't seem very productive. I'm curious if he gets more time, or if he bides himself more time, if they get some more vertical stuff going. Because even though McLaurin was targeted more than he was in week 1, a lot of that was just, we got to feed Terry the ball and we got to get it to him quick. It wasn't like, let's get him 15 yards downfield and see what happens then.
Yeah, the thing about him, I know he likes to let it go down the field. So I would argue strongly against, if he sees somebody deep and he has time, he's not going to throw it.
You think he's going to hold it?
No, I think he's going to throw the ball.
Yes, I agree. And I think the entire conversation about him, which right now is really centered around, is he taking too many hits? Does he run too much? I really think it changes if he hit that ball to Terry the first play of the second half against Tampa, because it was there. He overthrew him only slightly. He can make that throw. He made that throw to Deami Brown in the first preseason game, where everybody goes, oh, okay, he can throw that ball. I think we're having a very different discussion if he had hit one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most impressive play he made yesterday was on the game-winning drive, where his first look was to the left, where they had three receivers working some stuff. It wasn't there, and then he turned back to Noah Brown for the 34-yard completion that really was the big chunk play that they had lacked all day that helped them get in position for the 7th field goal. That, to me, shows a lot of, like, you know, this kid isn't just, like, he kind of says, like, it's just playing football. he's putting in the work that allows him to make that secondary read in just his second game when everybody's talking about, is he running too much?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think you're dead on there. And I'm two things I want to do. In a world where there's very rarely any positive reinforcement on the internet, this comment just got posted in the chat from our friend Lacrovius Acrophis on the YouTube channel where people can watch me and B. Said, Barry Svrluga is a well-respected sports writer of long standing and knows his stuff. So congrats, Barry.
Wow, I feel emboldened.
I do.
There you go, Bear.
Here's my thing with Jaden, and I've been saying this. He gets drafted. I would hardly say I know him well, but I've now been around him for a fairly significant amount of time, both when he's like in an official capacity talking and then kind of just around, right? Locker room, whatever. I think the type of dude he is will allow him to continue to grow and get better. He obviously puts the work in. He's very grounded. He's kind of just hanging out with his teammates. He's one of the guys. And I think with a quarterback, a young rookie quarterback, that stuff is almost as or more important that you're the right guy, because nobody gets drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft without physical tools. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to have physical tools, but the last few guys that have landed here haven't been the right dude. And I'm curious if in your interaction with Jaden, if you've gotten the same impression.
That makes a lot of sense. You obviously are out there a lot more than I have. I had one.
You also went to Paris for 2 months or whatever. But
well, true, right? But I had one one-on-one chit chat with Jaden. Actually, it was about trying to do a Dylan Cruz and Jaden Daniels number two pick in the draft, and now the centerpieces of some rebuilds here. So he was really cool about talking about Cruz and their days at LSU and all that kind of stuff. But I think you're right, JP. You've obviously been around him more than I have. But I would say something that Brian Robinson said yesterday was very, very telling. I think a play that was kind of dangerous for Daniels was third and 13 when he ran out to the right, and you could see him kind of hesitate. Hey, should I go down? No, I can see the sticks. Like, I can get there. It was the play he got hurt on. He got the wind knocked out of him, right? He needed 13. He got 14. He came out of the game for a play, and then he came back in. Like, we can all cover our eyes and hold our breath and say, oh, my God, he can't play that way because it's not going to last the season. And there's a lot of truth to that. But dudes notice that. Like, Brian Robinson said, how can I not like it when my quarterback is willing to do the job that I'm supposed to do, that he's putting his body on the line like I put my body on the line? Now, big picture, that's a losing strategy because it puts your quarterback in great danger. But it's a tone setter when he's not asking other people to do dirty work. He's doing dirty work himself. And I think he's already got the respect of the huddle and the room and the franchise, not just because of the two games that he's played, which are turnover free and basically clean, even as he's learning, but because of the work he put in and the attitude that he had when he did it. That's a very, very rapid kind of solidification of his place in the franchise that is not based on his physical talent, but is based on attitude and work ethic.
A little bit of that Brett Favre he has in him.
Yeah, it's a great point because I think quarterbacks have to show that they will work their ass off, that they're going to be the leader, but then they got to show when they pull their shoulder pads off and their ribs are jacked up that they're suiting up for practice the next day.
There you go.
Like, you got to be tough as hell in that position. Barry, thank you as always, dude. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
All right, bro. It's our guy, Barry Svrluga. Give him a follow at Barry Svrluga, Svrluga. Nobody go anywhere. Time to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. What a great NFL weekend it was. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. Listen, we could build a quick same-game parlay for tonight's game. Falcons taking on the Eagles. How about anytime touchdown, Saquon Barkley, minus 180. Bijan Robinson, minus 115 anytime touchdown. And Kirk Cousins to go over 225. That'd be a minus 112. Put it all together, you could get plus 400 on that same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be Mitch Finley on 106. What up? I believe, what's our guy's name?
Greg Dotson. I saw Greg at an event I was at Thursday night.
I think he was at Haymarket yesterday. I believe he was at the game playing his guitar out of the back of his truck yesterday.
He said he hadn't been out there in a while because he sung so much that he was hoarse.
Shout out to Greg. I love this song. All right, ready for some news? Actual breaking news on the Fan.
If it's something crazy, we're fighting you.
Through 2 weeks of the NFL, this is a real one. 2 weeks of the NFL season, one starting quarterback has been benched. Who do you think it is?
One starting quarterback has been benched.
News from Charlotte, the Panthers are benching number one overall pick Bryce Young starting veteran Andy Dalton beginning this week.
About that, boy,
Head JP. Coach Dave Canales has repeatedly said Bryce is our quarterback, but with the season quickly slipping away, Canales decided to make a change. Gotta make a change. Bryce Young has looked awful. He's looked lost. He's looked completely out of his element. He doesn't look ready to play in the NFL, and good for Canales, for a dude that just got this job you talk about putting it on the line, pushing your chips in.
Remember, he didn't draft him.
Right. Makes it a hell of a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Landini, let's make some bets.
Heard it here first.
I can't do the Panthers traded to get Bryce Young. What a disaster.
You thought he was great coming out of college, JP. Don't be a haterade now.
I'm zero haterade.
I told you then.
I wouldn't have traded for him. I just thought he was the number one quarterback prospect. Mm. I did think he was going to be great. Mm. I also think possible that Carolina ain't exactly a great place to raise a young quarterback.
Well, that could be 100% true right there.
Let's make some bets, boys. Who's got what?
Hate to say this, but Philly -5. I don't think the Falcons are going to do any damage to them.
Jeff, on the books, Philly. I thought it was 5.5.
-5.5, yeah.
Okay. Professor?
Saquon Barkley, anytime touchdown.
Yo, hold on. Pause. Oh, my God. QBR is 0-100, the percent chance you give your team a chance to win.
Uh-huh.
What do you think Bryce Young's QBR is right now through two games?
It was higher than which column because his was 23, I thought.
After yesterday?
Yeah.
8.9.
Ooh.
Ow.
You got to bench that, dude.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tonight's game, Monday Night Football, Falcons-Eagles. A.J. Brown is out for Philly. That's a big loss.
Yep.
Eagles are 5.5-point favorites, total of 45.5. Game being played at the Link.
I am going to take a safe rushing.
Over 50 yards rushing?
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, I am going to take Saquon over 17.5 yards receiving. That's my bet for the evening.
Okay.
Rushing, I'd be tempted to lean to Jalen. Jalen Hurts' total is 40.5 for this game. Bijan 65.5, Saquon 73.5. I wouldn't hate Tyler Algiers over his rushing yards. How does everybody feel? This isn't our official bet, but let's just chime in on this. Jahan Dotson, first round pick here 2 years ago, traded to Philly just a couple weeks ago now, maybe about a month ago now, for a third round pick, basically. There's some other picks involved. A.J. Brown not playing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jahan Dotson, unless this has been updated and I don't have the updated info, I got his passing, his receiving yards total at 28.5. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll take
that. He had two targets, I think, in the Eagles' first game.
Yep.
You going over or under that?
I would think they'd go to him more.
You'd think.
Three passes at 9 yards, two at 9 and one at 10. Bam, he right there close to it.
Landon, you going over or under for Jahan?
I think I would go under. At the end of the day, he's just not very good.
Man. Jeffrey, over or under?
Under.
Under, you said. Under,
for sure. I just pulled up. If
I'm
you
going
have
with
him,
the over.
If you have him under 25 yards, it's minus 150. So Vegas, the odds makers, overwhelmingly think it's going to be under. Wow. You can get him over 40 yards at plus 180.
He only had like one target last week.
Two.
Yeah, but their best player is now out. So it's a little different. Then again, none of us bet on him. So who knows? Chances you think Bryce Young could be traded.
Who going to trade for him?
Somebody that liked him 2 years ago. I don't know. Keep your eyes and ears open, people. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Joe Theismann for joining us. Thank you to Barry Sferluga for joining us. A lot of great calls today. Appreciate all that energy. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Jaden Daniels is the best rookie quarterback in football. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.